I'm not able to define myself by being an activist or a musician separately, or one or the other as a priority, because it's melded in my life. I mean, I would definitely be an activist if I wasn't a musician, but I don't think I'd be a musician if I wasn't an activist. So, you know, it feeds me, and it feeds everything that we do. But it doesn't mean that I don't sit at home and just write songs and don't think about activism, because I do. I just mean it's part of me. It's the lens that I see everything through. You know, I see everything through that, and it either colors or taints everything in my world.
I want to start doing interviews while I'm on the road about low power radio, low power FM.
Uh-huh.
I want to interview like DJs that feel the change of tide.
Oh, that's cool.
You know?
Yeah.
And try to help out that movement somehow.
We try not to lose sight of just being musicians sometimes too. I mean, when I'm at home, I play every day. I make a concerted effort to learn how to play better. But the thing that inspired me to do that was my activism, because it gave, when we started working with Indigenous rights, it opened up so many doors, not just Indigenous rights doors and not just environmental doors, but everything about the world. I could understand it better because of the activists that I met through that. And I felt more compelled to become to be better at what I do, because it became a more important vehicle for me.
My political activism and social awareness, I think, came a little even later than music and life, but I grew up in a household where my parents were very concerned what was going on in the world. You know, we had the Vietnam War, and we grew up in a neighborhood where the Black Panthers were a heavy influence, and there was a lot going on, a lot of volatility and a lot of education, and my parents are, you know, taught me a lot about being open-minded to diversity and things like that. So the seeds were planted early, and just as Amy and I have been able to travel a lot and come across great grassroots activists, we've found people who can mentor us, and we've sort of found our philosophy and our paradigm for activism, which is grassroots activism. And we've been able to, I think, comfortably marry it with our music, not to the point where it would be oppressive for anybody, I think, but just presenting things like resources in the back of the album jacket. There are groups that we've worked with before or know about, and if you're interested in finding out about one of those groups, there's the number and there's the address and there's the description. We have resource tables at our shows, or we do lots of benefits, and it's just stuff that we're concerned about as people, you know. I think no matter what we did for a living, we would be activists.
The new album is called Come On Now Social. I just want to say thanks for not only for coming in today, but for years you guys have been great for committing time and your talent to a multitude of social causes, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I just wanted to say thanks.
Thanks. Well, we appreciate y'all's support of us, and y'all do a lot of great things, too, so.
Fight the corporate power.
We'll do it together. Thank you, Kyla. Over and out from Studio C.
All right.
And I'm very thankful for using as much influence or education as we can possibly afford as a vehicle for change in the world.
We don't know everything, and so the real thing that it's done for us is it's given us so much access to so many resources and mentors and activists and groups that are doing good work, that we can pass that on to a huge audience and give a voice to people that don't normally have a voice.